Victor looked great. He's had two strong days. Got a lot of balls thrown to him, getting back into the mix of things. So excited about where he's at. And hopefully, he'll have his opportunities against the Jets.
How much was that plan? I mean, that you guys wanted to throw him. You put him with the, you know, the first team. You worked totally with Eli. Threw a really large number of balls.
Well, I think sometimes the scheme of the play, he was in a position to be the first and the second receiver. And just sometimes the way the coverage is played out, you know, getting the football, I think it worked out well. It wasn't necessarily a set plan to make sure he had that many balls thrown to him, but it worked out well. He certainly responded, you know, well yesterday and picked that up where he left off yesterday today.
And, Mike, do you have any idea, even based on what you've seen the last few days from him, how much he can give you in the Jets game?
That's going to be hard to say, Paul. I mean, you look at, he certainly had a lot of reps yesterday. You guys that were out there, those of you who stayed out in the sun and not under the awning, I mean, that was a healthy old-school training camp-type practice out there today. You know, he had a lot of work, like all the guys did, so I guess we got to just kind of wait and see. Obviously, fingers are crossed, you know, two solid days, and we're hoping for the best.
How did he look in terms of, you know, push-off, cutting, the things we're used to seeing him do?
You know, there were a couple clips yesterday that jumped out. I haven't looked at the tape, just ran out the field right now, but his release versus press, there was the suddenness, the explosiveness, the things that have, in my mind, visions of 2011 in terms of that type of equipment. So obviously that's something to be excited about. And again, we're just, you know, progressing and hoping for the best, not trying to get overly excited or put too much pressure, just taking it one day, one rep at a time, and it certainly showed some flashes for sure yesterday.
What part of the game do you think still needs to improve from what you saw yesterday?
Well, I think that the repetition in terms of just having the awareness of all of the variations that can occur at the line of scrimmage by the quarterback, various positions within the offense, whether he is going to be the outside receiver, he's inside, just trying to get up to speed, so to speak. And he's done a good job. I'm not to give any indication that he's way off by any means, but I think just there's a crispness that comes with repetition in terms of the alignments, in terms of the adjustments. And so I think the more he gets out there, the better that'll be. But I think he's certainly progressed again. A lot of good things yesterday, good things today. A really nice catch that you saw there at the end of practice. We were down in the tight greens on that corner route that was to the far east side of the field. So excited about that, and again, keep your fingers crossed and certainly pulling for him.
Mike, third game is closest to a dress rehearsal, usually the preseason game. So how important is this game for your first team offense?
Well, I think it is very important for us. It's no mystery, very disappointing in a lot of areas. You know, last time we were out, we don't have determined exactly the number of plays that the first offense will have, but they'll certainly see the most action that they've had. And I think the important thing is we identified those areas and the breakdowns in terms of what happened, where we were short in the run game. Certainly the ball security has got to improve. We got to eliminate the self-inflicted wounds. But we really had the emphasis out there today. And again, as you saw, it was a long, healthy practice in full pads and really trying to just address those areas so we can get the run game where we want it to be, get the pass protection where we want it to be, get the timing down in the pass game. So long way of answering your question. Very important and excited to see us take the mistakes that we made, learn from them, work on them, and have that transfer through the game.
Mike, when you run plays at the tempo that you guys do, three and outs can just be killers.
No question. No question. And not just killers, but then you add some of those self-inflicted wounds. It's not a lot of fun thinking of what to call on third and 19, you know, second and 25, some of those things. So just to stay, to get into the rhythm, there's no question. And we do have the standard huddle. It is a part of what we do, but we have felt our comfort zone in both being able to adjust, call plays at the line of scrimmage, and then there's also those plays where it's up and kind of rapid fire type of a deal. So there's no question we got to be able to sustain those drives, try to wear down that defense, give our defense their rest, and definitely need to do a better job preventing those self-inflicted wounds that are putting us in those second longs and third longs.
How difficult is it to evaluate the younger receivers? Guys can't really get the pass going.
Well, that's where I think we have to really take a hard look at where we are in terms of training camp and knowing that, you know, even some of those situations where there is no pass rush and seeing how they execute the fundamentals. But as you mentioned, there's nothing beats an opposing jersey, another team, seeing how they perform. There's still going to be those opportunities. We can still look at it. It's not like every single play was just down and out, no protection, or a bad read or bad footwork by the quarterback. There's going to be those opportunities. And like anything else, as we're getting further into the preseason, guys got to make the most of their opportunities, and their numbers called. There's not a whole lot of room for error.
Mike, how's the tight end situation kind of sorted out? Larry came off at the very end. I know Lacoste could throw again.
Yes.
I mean, Will Ty would be the most experienced tight end left.
Yes, and you look at, that, again, that group you mentioned, Will Johnson, he's been out as well. So
yeah.
it's a good young group. You know, Jarrell is being thrown into the fire, so to speak. And I think Ryan Malik has done a great job both going inside fullback tight assignments as well as in the line. And so Kevin Gilbride's done a great job with that group. There's a lot in their play. That, you could argue, is one of the toughest positions mentally in terms of the demands, physically, you know, the mental and physical demands that those guys have. That's a tough position in this offense. And so don't know the situation. I wasn't even aware that, you know, as far as Larry's situation, you know, hopefully it's just he, you know, was a little bit needed some water or got cramping up or something like that. But to answer your question, Paul, in terms of who's going to be the most experienced, it's got to be Will. But by no means is that going to say that we're not going to have high expectations for the other guys, or what Eli's in there and have pared down the game plan for those other guys. They're going to have to be ready to go.
Is Will making enough progress that he could be a primary guy if you needed him to be?
I think you see certain flashes, of course, and then you also see areas where we have to do a better job, particularly in the run game, whether it's point of attack blocking. There are different variations, and just having the consistency as far as assignments. And so it's a work in progress. The good news is that, you know, we still have 2 weeks before we're getting ready to play these games for real, and so we've got to make improvement there and in a lot of other areas as well.
How concerned are you about Ryan Nassib today?
You know, Ryan is at a point right now where he's gotten a few more plays in the preseason game, obviously with Eli not playing. You know, he is very smart. He's a competitor. You know, he's had a couple plays that I'm sure he wishes he had back. But in terms of pushing any type of panic button on him, by no means is that in our thought process at all. He's had a couple tough breaks and things he wishes he had back, and some tough circumstances. So we're not in a position where we're panicked about him. Looking forward to seeing what he does in these last couple games.
What do you do? But you were talking about the tight ends. What do you do about your tight end block? Do you have enough there? And like, what did you think of the other day?
Well, certainly, the other day was very disappointing in all aspects. And there's a litany of areas that we need to improve as an offense, and that's certainly going to be one of them. In terms of what we do, what we control, in terms of how we prepare, I think you saw out there today being in full pads. We had an inside drill. We had a combo drill. Kevin took time from his individual period. Rather than catching passes with the quarterbacks, he was over there working with Mike Solari. So we've just invested every amount of time that we have to try to improve on those fundamentals, keep showing them, and it's just, there's no magic potion. There's no formula. It's just hard work, and we just, you know, with what's here in front of our face, we're going to keep marching forward and get them better somehow.
How do you feel about Larry and Will specifically being able to do that on a consistent basis? Like as a three-down kind of guy.
Right. You know, that's where you have to have the versatility that we really don't have any one of those guys necessarily pigeonholed in one area. We try to cross-train them in all areas, and maybe there's certain things that should then take a genius to see that, hey, Larry Dinell has got a great catch radius and Mike Kim in the green zone and so forth, and he may be better suited than other guys, but we're training all of them to do all of the things that they're asked to do. And whether we're in our, what we call Tiger, where there's two of them on the field, or we're in Zebra, where there's one, that could also be a factor. But ultimately, we have to make sure that all of them are prepared to do whatever we ask them to do.
Given what the blocking has been,
two more questions, guys.
Yes.
How do you evaluate what you've gotten in the backfield so far?
Given how to evaluate
the
back.
Yes.
Well, I think what you have to take a look at is, first and foremost, should we put the football on the ground from a ball security standpoint? Certainly, there are things that we have to improve. That's been disappointing. When guys have had the opportunity, when there is a hole, are they hitting it full speed? How are the reads? How are the finishes? So there's enough still there. It's kind of a little bit like the question as far as receivers. You know, you'd love to be able to have a situation where you have 600 yards of offense and there's all kinds of holes to run, and we can evaluate these players in the run game and evaluate the receivers in the pass game. But you have to sort through. But there are ways, you know, to be able to get a feel for it. I think we feel pretty confident about where we're at in terms of the evaluation process. Again, it's still early. No final decisions or anything are being made. We've got to see what happens this weekend.
You said you're not pressing the
last question
on Nassib. What is the threshold for making the determination between, obviously, a position that it's hard to evaluate in the regular season, particularly when you're behind Eli, who's not missed a game, obviously, since his rookie year, and determining if you have enough, the quality is there enough, and whether you need to eclipse that with bringing in a veteran?
Well, I think Ryan has been here for going into his fourth year. He's had a lot of preseason experience. He's played in games. You know, he's been with us in the offseason. We know him. We know he knows the system very well. So I don't think there's going to be any rush to say a couple a bad series or a bad game in the preseason 2016 is going to water down or take away from his cumulative body of work. Having said that, you know, I think like all of our players, you know, time is running out. We've got to make sure we make the most of the opportunities, and he'll have his opportunities and both with this game and the following game after that. So hopefully he does, you know, prepares the way he's capable of. But in terms of you ask about a set threshold, I wouldn't be in a position to say. I just know that he's done an awful lot more than just have these two bad performances or performances that are below his standard, if you will.